You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And hello, everybody. Welcome once again to one of your favorite radio programs. It is time for your spiritual GPS to success. Yay! Thank you so very much. Oh, I love the applause. I love all the love. Give it to me. I am so grateful to be on, and thank you. Several of you that connect with me, several of you that email me, believe it or not, I really do appreciate your emails, and please be assured that I do read every email. It may not get to that day, but I will read every email myself, not my staff. I will read it. So I thank you so very much for those of you that are emailing me and contacting me. And I appreciate you for, more importantly, for listening to me. So thank you again. Now listen, everybody, today I want to deal with the subject, and just flat out, let's deal with the subject of mental illness. I want to deal with that for a little bit, because we want to attract great things. We have to realize how powerful our mind really is. So if you realize how powerful your mind is, we understand that we got to keep this mind in good shape, that it can attract the things that we desire. So I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to get ready to attract the desires of your heart as we strengthen the powers of our mind. Uh-oh, did that make sense? We want to attract the desires of our heart as we strengthen the powers of our mind. And it can be so. You know, sometimes we get to that point, oh, it can't happen for me, or nothing good is happening for me. Oh, yes, it is. But now I got to turn to the preacher side of me. It's according to the faith. It's according to how you believe. Isn't that what the Bible says? According to your belief, be it unto you. That's just like the genie saying, granted, you know. So it is yours, but we have to strengthen the powers of our mind to receive the desires of our heart. And it can be done. It really can be. So you don't want to go anywhere. I said, don't go anywhere. In fact, turn up the headset, turn up your volume, and listen in, because I'm sure that there's a word of encouragement, a prophetic word that will really ignite you to propel you to a greater level of success. You can achieve your heart's desire. Listen, don't forget, go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. drmichaelmosley.com. And I'm getting ready to go have some callers already in queue. And if you would like to be a part of our live radio broadcast, all you got to do is text the word LOA. I know this is really not a word, it's initials, right? LOA to 40691, and you two will be notified when I'm doing a live show. So hold on, guys. Oh, we got a great show in store for you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. In tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, I thank you so very, very much. Now, don't think I'm just saying that because I don't have anything else to say. I know I'm very serious. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to me. And today's show, I really need you to pay quite a bit of attention. You know, I haven't done a live show in a while. I've had so many things that have happened, and which is why I want to talk about the subject today about mental illness. I really want to talk about that. And because I realize you attract what is on your mind. Now, if somebody taking notes, write that down. Go ahead, write it down. You attract what is on your mind. And so it is so important that we really do take care of our mind. Now, if you were like me, a lot of times I would say, I ain't got time for this. This ain't the show I want to listen to. But it is the show you want to listen to because we teach the law of attraction. What is your mind on? Now, there is a scripture in the Bible that says he keeps us, or he will keep you in perfect peace as you keep your mind on him. So that means you attract the thoughts of your mind. Did you get that? You attract the thoughts of your mind. So therefore, you got to keep your mind strong. You got to keep your mind in tip-top shape. Well, let me say it this way. A few weeks ago, I was doing a live session on Facebook Live, and Spirit told me, and this is something that just really, I guess it came into my spirit, that's getting ready to be a spirit that will be released in the land, and it was the spirit of depression. And so I was like, whoa, y'all, this is what I heard in my spirit. And I began to tell everybody on that live that depression is about to be released. So you all, let's keep your mind. Now, I did not know how heavy that word was going to be, but I began to say, keep your mind up, think positive thoughts, you know. So again, it was a message that I heard, and I shared it live on Facebook. And if you haven't followed me on Facebook, what's the matter with you? Come on and follow me. Look up my name, Michael Mosley, or Dr. Michael Mosley. Would you do that? Look up my name on Facebook and follow me on Facebook. I teach every day live on Facebook. So I began to share that as a prophet and a spiritual teacher. That's what I heard. Well, a few weeks after that, we received a phone call, and I was in my, you know, living room just watching television, doing something. And I got a phone call that a wonderful gentleman, a young man, I think about 23, 24, was responsible for taking his own life. And it shocked me because he was a family member and very prominent athlete. Oh, God. He could play baseball, football. In fact, there were colleges that were fighting over him because one wanted him to play baseball. The other wanted him to play football. So, oh, very promising gentleman. Had a 10-year-old little boy and just very promising. When I say promising, I do mean promising. And it shocked me that he was in a car and they found him unresponsive. They found him with a bullet shot to the head, and they ruled it to be suicide. And I began to speak to other family members. They began to tell me, yes, I did not know that he was battling with issues of the mind, mental illness. I did the funeral. They asked me to come and to preach the funeral, which I did. I flew back to Texas, and I began to share this with people that were there. This is not anything to be ashamed of. For whatever reason, I don't know why we try to be embarrassed by this, but this is not nothing to be afraid or ashamed of. And in fact, I began to tell them, this is not even your fault. This is not your fault. It's just like you got the flu, or you got a cold, or you may have some other issue. And what do? We go and find the medication that will help us to relieve the sinus pressure, to help relieve the pain. So same thing with mental illness. Find the medication that will help eliminate the pain. There's nothing wrong with going to the doctor for that, but I don't know about it. Think I'm crazy. Can I tell you something? Child, you crazy if you don't take the medication. You crazy if you don't attend to your health. That's when you're crazy. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break, but I'm going to go to some callers, and I want to find out, what do you do when you're frustrated? What do you do when you can't put all the pieces together. Listen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to encourage you to realize how valuable your life really is. You know, sometimes we get to that point where we can't quite put all of the pieces together. You know, just, and I've been there. I really have. That I just like, what is going on? You know, sometimes you just can't figure it all out. And sometimes we have these thoughts that are overwhelming, that we really just can't put all the pieces together at that point. And there's sometimes we need to talk to somebody. There's sometimes we need to ask for help. Believe it or not, we really do. Even myself, I had to realize, hey, I got to ask for help right now. I'm just not comprehending everything. You know, I'm getting lost in my thoughts. Well, could it be that at that point, just like suffering from a cold, you may be dealing with a mild issue of mental illness? Just a mild issue. That doesn't mean you're crazy. That doesn't mean they got to lock you up. We have such a fear till we're not getting the help that we need. But if we get the help, then we get our mind on track and we get our blessings or our manifestations back on track. Because remember, you attract what your mind is on. Your mind is the magnet. Listen, let me see if I can go to a caller right now. I'm going to my dear friend in Avon Park, Florida. How you doing, Miss Harriet?
I'm blessed, Dr. Mosley, and you?
I am doing great. Now, Harriet, now tell me, sometimes we get frustrated in life. It's normal. But what do you do when you find yourself getting frustrated? What do you do?
Well, Dr. Mosley, I have actually been like this past month. I used to call friends, but we have their own problems, so I stopped calling friends and just deal with it myself. You know, other people have so much other things going on themselves. I just say, Jesus, help me. I read the Bible, take a walk, but it seems like I have really been stuck in this situation.
So it's what you just told me. You used to call your friends and they have their problems. That's understandable. But then what you also said was that you asked Jesus to help you. That means you go into prayer. You also do some type of activity. You take a walk. You change your scenery, change your environment. So that's a good thing as well. You also, third, you realize that you do need the help, because you wouldn't have prayed the prayer if you wouldn't have realized that, hey, I do need some help here. So that those are three good examples, or three good tools to use when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling frustrated. Realize that, hey, I'm not putting all the pieces together. I do need some help. Let me pray. Let me change my environment, change my scenery. Let me do some type of activity and, you know, to help cope with whatever is going on at that time. So I want to commend you. Now, let me say this to you, Harriet, because you said, well, I've been in this way for the past month or so. And what I do encourage you to do is to be consistent with it. Be consistent with it and have that, what we say in church, a made up mind. I'm going to get better. I'm going, because your mind fuels your motivation and you attract what is on your mind. If better is on your mind, you attract better. Does that make sense, Miss Harriet?
Yes.
So sometimes it gets to be kind of challenging. Sometimes I don't feel like dealing with it today. I don't feel like being positive. But that's when you got to force yourself. You know what you got to do, Miss Harriet? That's when you go down to the freezer and you get you that ice cream that you've been waiting to eat. That's when you go get the ice cream. That's when you go get the ice cream. I'm going to force myself to feel better one way or another. What is something I can look into for you on today, Miss Harriet?
Well, just tell me what spirit want me to know. About a month ago, I got woke up early and it was saying pray in tongues, but I was so scared, Dr. Mosley, and I didn't attempt it, but I just, you know, just want to hear what spirit has to say for me. Something.
Okay.
Whatever spirit want to say to me.
You're not going to like it.
Okay.
Well, stop being afraid. Honestly.
Okay.
Stop being afraid. You see, and I did a Facebook Live about that a few weeks ago, maybe a few days ago. Stop being so scared. You don't have to be scared. I need you to recognize God's love. That's why he was telling you that, because it's something that you're not, maybe not used to doing. And sometimes we think, oh, Lord, something about to happen. Oh, God, what's about to happen? Who go die? What's going to happen? No, it's just that I want to spend some time with you. It's just that, you know, some people can't even go out on a date because they like, it's going to be me and him alone. Oh, Jesus, what's going to happen? He may try to choke me. He may try to do this. He may... Well, no, it's just that we go into a restaurant, it's dimly lit because I want to focus on you. It's not necessarily anything bad. It's just that I want you to begin to trust the process of, and I hear this, trust the process of continuation. I need to write that down. Trust the process of continuation. In other words, as things are going, we got to trust that things are going to get better, not worse. Just again, when we meet somebody in a dating situation, well, we wanted to continue to marriage. And then when we in marriage, you wanted to continue to years of marriage and greater joy. So trust the process of continuation. And in order to do that, you got to eliminate the fears. Does that make sense to you, Miss Harriet?
Yes.
So it's not that it's anything major, but then it is major. It very much so is. I need you to trust the process of continuation. Things are going good for you. There are some challenging points in our lives, yes, but you can always surpass them if you trust the process of continuation, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome, my dear. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I believe I'm going to Tyreek. Tyreek, I need you to unmute your mic for me, Tyreek, because I'm ready to come and talk to you. And while Tyreek is doing that, don't forget you can schedule your one-on-one with me. Having a mental illness is nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed about, but you do need someone to talk to. Talk with me. Schedule your session with me. Schedule your session with your spiritual teacher. Let's see where we need to start to get you the help that you need and for me to get the help that I need. Because you know what? In helping you, it helps me. I don't know if that makes any sense, but in helping you, it helps me. Let me see if I can go to Atlanta right here and talk to Tyreek. Tyreek, how are you doing?
I am doing well. How's it going?
Wonderful, Tyreek. Now, Tyreek, now what do you do? Now, Tyreek told me that he's at work right now and he has the whole office to himself. So he has that peace and quiet, that, you know, that calmness. So, Tyreek, when things are kind of hectic around you, though, what do you do?
I normally go off. I listen to a lot of classical music. So I listen to or either some type of calming type of music to calm me down, as well as sometimes I do a lot of writing.
You do
a lot of writing, and I write like whatever the issue is.
Okay.
And sometimes I turn it to a very positive thing to try to reinvert it. So instead of it going like to being negative, I try to reinvert it to make it a positive, instead of going down a dark road to make it a light. Or either I sing a song about it, write a song about it, and it could actually help somebody else going through the same issue.
Wow. I like that. I like, you got the classical music going on, you got the writing going on, and then you got the songwriting going on or singing going on. So these are tools that help you to overcome these stresses in life. And so, first of all, let me back up and say congratulations to Atlanta, because, you know, they're celebrating winning the World Series. So that's why Tyreek is at the office by himself. Everybody else then went down to the parade.
Yeah, you don't know. And the crazy thing about it, Dr. Mosley, is Houston is my hometown. So they were in here in the office. Oh, we beat you. I don't watch baseball.
Now, you know what? Houston is my hometown, too. I was stuck. I'm like, well, who do I go for? Houston or Atlanta? I said, either way, I'm a winner. So,
right, exactly.
Either exactly. way, I am a winner. So, Tyreek, I want to thank you, even for the joy of listening to classical music, you know, because you reminded somebody, hey, I can do that. Now, somebody, their preference may not be classical. It may be jazz. It may be opera. It may be fusion or R&B. But do something that will calm you. Do something. Now, yes, I am very much in favor of seeing a therapist. I'm very much in favor of taking the medication that is appropriate for you. But until you can get into the office or to the visit, until you maybe in between the medications, do something that will calm you, that will relax you, maybe even painting. Or like you said, because he's a musician, he's a singer, he'll write a song or write some words or write something that will help him to get over this feeling of anxiety and being overwhelmed. So, Tyreek, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Actually, my job stability. I just want to see where that goes. What do you see?
Okay, so
there are a lot of things that's going on here in the office that's not too professional. I just put it like that.
Well, okay, I can understand what you're saying. Some things are not going on professional, but I do feel that you are safe. I don't feel any changes with you. I do feel that you are safe. Now, there is a woman that is close by you. When I say close by, I mean she's I don't know if she's working with you or in same department or field, but there's a woman that things about to be in great jeopardy. Now, how does that affect you? It's because you are going to feel torn. It's like, well, do I stay or do I leave because of what's happening to her? But sometimes we got to remember, sometimes we bring about our own circumstances. Sometimes we bring about our own issues, and I cannot always make your problem my problem or your issue my issue. But there is a woman that is about to go through some challenges, but you have to stay focused on what is it that you desire to do and what your goals are that you want to achieve, okay?
Gotcha. I completely know exactly who you're speaking
about.
So, okay, gotcha.
Well, hang in there, Tyreek, and be like me. Watch TV and celebrate the Atlanta Braves, okay?
All right, we'll do.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. We're talking about mental illness and how you can overcome it, overpower it, and gain great success even through it. We'll be right back. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And oh, everybody, I am just, I really am grateful to you and for many of you that are listening and that I'm even really intensely listening, if I can say it that way. You're intently listening. Is that the right word? But I just got a message that someone is really being helped by today's session. So I pray that you are. We're talking about mental illness on today. You know, hey, you can overpower it. You can overcome it. You can go through it. And we got to keep our mind healthy. We really do. Because you got to remember now, you attract what is on your mind. So if you keep sadness and depression on your mind, that's what you're going to keep getting. And sometimes we have these thoughts that are seemingly uncontrollable. It's like, I can't help this. I can't help it. And when you cannot help it again, that's nothing to be ashamed of. Let's get the help to help us. See, that's one of the things I want us to really focus on is getting the help. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay for you to ask for help. Does that make sense? One day I was coming into the kitchen and I saw my little boy. He was much smaller then. He was about 3, maybe 4 years old. And he had the refrigerator door open and he was sitting down on the floor crying. And I'm like, what's the matter, baby? And all with his little bitty voice, he said, I'm trying to reach the milk and get the milk, but I can't do it. Oh, yo, when he said that to me, oh, my heart dropped to my toes. I'm telling you. When he said that to me, it just everything in me just cried. I'm like, oh, baby, I get it. I get it. I said, all you got to do is ask daddy. And I know I look like I'm busy, but I will stop and get you what you need. Just tell me, because I don't want to see him cry. I don't want to ever see him do that again. So you know what? Sometime I have to remind myself of that little boy. And say, you know what, Michael Mosley, Dr. Michael Mosley, Reverend Mosley, all these titles. You know what? Sometimes I do get that way where I feel frustrated and I just sit down right where I am and begin to cry. I can't get this. I can't reach this. But somebody else, God is trying to tell you, all you got to do is ask for help, sweetie. All you got to do is ask. I'm right here. It's okay to ask. It's all right. You don't have to carry everything yourself. You don't even have to do everything yourself. You don't have to worry about that. I'm going to help you. And all you got to do is drink the milk and enjoy it. I'm going to get the car, the house. I'll do it for you. You may not have $1,000. Well, just start saving the $1 that you do have. And we'll work to get it. Everything else will come in time. Now, listen, I'm going back to the phone line. I'm talking to a lovely lady by the name of Audrey Shoulders. How you doing, Miss Audrey?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, my dear, and it's so good that you are doing well. Now, Miss Audrey, do you mind, and can you tell me, do you mind sharing with us what is your age or the closest number that we can get to of your age?
Oh, I'm 76.
So you said, you know, some people don't like to ask. I know it's not polite to ask a lady.
Oh, it's okay with me. I thank God for every year.
Well, I'm very grateful. You are 76 years old. And I'm sure in your 76 years, there have been some times when things have been a bit overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell me what is something that you have learned to do when things become overwhelming?
Well, I learned, I pray a lot.
Good.
I learned to talk to God about my situation. And I love music. So I always ask for help. Lord, help me with this because I just don't know what to do. And then I will, you know, calm myself down, put some music on. I love listening to music, gospel. I love music. Gospel, R&B. Jazz. I just love music. And I would put it on and I listen to that. And then I start doing little things. Sometimes I get busy, make myself busy to get out of that depressing spirit. I have to do that.
You know what?
And that's what I do.
I hear this in my spirit based on what you just said. Recognize, you emphasize, I love music. You said that about three times. I love music. I love music. Mm-hmm. And right now, everybody need to recognize what is it that you love? What is it that you love. Now, everybody may love different things. Somebody love flowers. Somebody love walking. Or somebody, believe it or not, they love going to the gym. I'm like, you crazy. Mm-hmm. But some people, they love it. Oh, I'm going to the gym. I thought you just left the gym this morning. I'm going back. You crazy. But and I know a lovely lady, she's sweet, but she'll do that. She'll go to the gym twice a day, maybe even three. But she loves it. Recognize.
And sometimes that helps to work off stress.
Yes, it helps to work off stress. So we have to realize what it is that we love, because that will help us to overcome these overpowering thoughts. I love to go and play the piano. I have a piano in my home. So I go and I play the piano. Yes. Some people love, you know, some people love to cook. And there are some people, they really do. And I like what you said. The next thing you said was, I busy myself. I do something to get me busy, to get my mind off of what it is that I'm going through. So right now, somebody, and I pray they really grab this, everybody, realize what you love and partake of some activity. Do something that, whether it's crocheting or making a quilt or sewing or doing something that you love to do. This is not the time. Sometimes when we're stressed or overwhelmed, that's not the time to force yourself to do things that you got to do, because that'll make you feel worse. This is a time, like I said, go dig the ice cream up out of the freezer and really enjoy your favorite flavor. Does that make sense, Ms. Scholers?
It makes a lot of sense. Yes, it does.
So, Ms. Scholers, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I for the past couple of nights, I've been a little restless, and I'm trying to figure out why I can't get to sleep. I have these dreams. I have dreams of Dr. Mosley, and some of them good, and some of them not.
Okay.
But I dream a lot. So I'm trying to figure out what is going on with me right now.
All right. First thing I would recommend for you to do is keep a pencil or a pen and a pad by your bed. And as soon as you have a dream and you wake up, jot it down. Even if it's just whatever you remember, jot it down. You know, went to the store, saw Santa Claus. You know, it doesn't matter. Just write it down. Whatever you were dreaming about, jot it down. Now, you may not be able to put it all together at that time. That's not the purpose. The purpose is jot it down. And then later on, you can come back and it may make sense. Most of the time, whenever I dream something and it stays with me throughout the day, I know that one means something. So I need to really investigate that or pray about that. Now, you have not been able to get into sleep because you have been in a transition. There's a spiritual transition that you're going through. So whenever we're going through a transition, you know, it's like you're in between good and bad, but it really is good. It's just, we're just going through a transition. Like when I'm getting ready to go to the store, I gotta, let me change my clothes, because these are my clothes that I wear inside the house. I can't go out the house looking like this. So let me change my clothes, and I have to do some things that's going to be disturbing, but it's a part of my transition. I'm going somewhere. And then when I come back, then I can get back into my comfy clothes if I desire. But you're in the midst of a transition. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's a quick transition. It really is. It's a very quick transition. Take note of the dreams, though. Take note of the dreams. Some things are coming off that you no longer need. I keep feeling like I'm in a classroom. And I'm not sure why. But I need you to realize you've already gained a lot of the answers, a lot of the information. Whenever I would dream that I'm in a classroom or school, I have to in the middle of the dream, I think to myself, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not in school anymore. I'm 53 years old. I'm not in nobody's school. And that's the purpose of that dream. It was to tell me I already have the answers to whatever it is I'm about to go through. And it doesn't necessarily have to be bad. It's just that I already am prepared for this. I've already gone to school for this. So I got this. You are in the midst of a transition, and things, Spirit is letting you know you are fully capable and you are well prepared. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Well, hang in there, my dear. Yes. Give my blessings to Renisha, okay?
I certainly will. And thank you, Dr. Moses. Thank
You're
you so much.
You're more than welcome. Oh, listen, everybody, you're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Moses. I got other people in queue. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Moseley. And you know what? Really, we're talking about mental illness. Sometimes we have these overpowering thoughts, thoughts that we cannot control, thoughts that will even drown out the love of our loved ones, our family and friends. Sometimes we have thoughts that make us feel alone, even when there's a room filled with people. Sometimes we have these thoughts and we just can't control them. Well, it's okay to understand, hey, I need help. Sometimes you have done all you can for a pain. You've taken Tylenol, Vicodin, you've taken ibuprofen, you've taken all this, and it's like it's not going away. Well, what do we do? Most of us, we go to the doctor because we need help. I want to encourage you to know today, it's okay to realize that you need help. It's all right. I want you to contact me. I want you to get your reading with me. I want you to do that. Text the word reading to 40691, okay? 40691, text the word reading. And you know what? Just as a bonus, if you use the code word help, you get a 25% off, okay? You will. Use the code word help. And you will receive 25% off of the rate. Okay. So do that right now. Go ahead on. Text the word reading to 40691. Use the code word and help. Now that's the code word, H-E-L-P, and you'll receive 25% off. I'm going to, back to the phone line, talk to Tamika. How you doing, Tamika?
I'm good, Dr. Moses. How are you?
I'm wonderful, my dear. Now, Tamika, I've talked to you before, and I know you have a cute little boy. And how is he? Mm-hmm. How old is he now?
He just turned 5 in September.
Oh, really? Oh, blessed heart. Yeah. Just adorable. Now, when he go have a little sister?
You know what, Dr. Moses? I'm surprised you didn't pick up that I'm expecting now.
Wait a minute. I'm surprised you didn't pick up that I did pick up that you were expecting now.
That was a good way to
flip
it.
See what I'm saying? You don't forgot who you talking to. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just teasing. Now, Tamika, so congratulations to you, my dear. But listen, you have raised this wonderful little boy, and you're doing a great job. And so tell me this. What do you do when you're feeling frustrated? Because even when you were first-time mommy, I'm sure all of us have those moments like, oh, God, what have I gotten myself into? Oh, God. But you can't imagine life without them. But it's like, oh, it gets a little overwhelming at times. Can you tell me what is something that you do when you get overwhelmed?
It's a lot of different things, Dr. Mills. I get frustrated. But you know what? I've recently learned how to just, you know, like, count to 10 and calm down. That's been working for me, actually.
I like that. You count to 10 and just calm yourself down.
Yeah, but I kind of just started that, so that hasn't been anything I've been doing for a long time.
Well, hold on. No. Don't discount that. Even if you, because that's good. The reason why I'm saying that, because some things we may have done before, but that's not working anymore. I used to go running, but now I'm still upset even after I get through running. Well, okay, well, we need to change, and that's okay. You know what, Chunky Mocha, that's her nickname, everybody. I just went to my doctor a couple of days ago, and it never dawned on me. They asked me a question, well, have you been taking this particular medicine? I said, no, because it didn't do anything. It didn't work. and said, well, why you didn't tell us? You know, I said, you know, it never dawned on me to tell you. It never dawned on me to call you all back and tell you that this is not working. So sometimes things don't work anymore. And now we have to change. We have to maybe up our dosage. We have to do something else, a different type of workout, maybe do a different activity. And that's what you did. So now you're starting to count to 10 and it's working for you. So somebody else is taking that on too. So you know what? I need to do something a little different. Let me do something different. Let me go to a different restaurant. Let me try a different ice cream or a different flavor. Change my diet. So I congratulate you on that. So, Tamika, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Okay. I'm going to try to make it real quick. Hopefully two things, but if not, we could just stick to the one. So right now, you know, I'm actually, me and my partner and I were actually in the process of looking for a house. Do you think that we should wait, or do you think that, you know, right now is a good time? Because we're like trying to think, okay, is the market going to go down? Like, what's going on? Should we wait? If we get a house now, are we going to regret it? So I'm kind of like confused, or should I say in a crossroads of that part of my life.
To be honest, what I heard was wait. I heard that. I think both of you all would be good if you would wait. It is going to go down, but right now, because you're in, I could just see some other things that are coming, and it's good things, but it's, I do feel that it would be better if you all could just hold on, save your money a little bit more, just keep saving, but it's going to be worth the wait. I definitely hear that. So I have to encourage you, just wait right now, if at all possible, wait.
When you say good things, was that my new promotion? Was that my promotion at work?
No, that wasn't the promotion. I'm not saying you're not going to get it. I didn't say that. I'm saying that wasn't the promotion. It wasn't what I was seeing. The things that I'm seeing regarding, now, just to give you a heads up, I do feel that you're very much a strong candidate for the promotion. It's another lady. I'm just seeing another female that both of you all are neck and neck. I see another female. But I do feel that you can really do this. But the good things that are coming, it's like a cloud, but it's a very bright white cloud. It's not a rain cloud, but it's a very bright white cloud. So that's my sign that says something good is coming for you. I didn't see the promotion at that time, but there's some good, wonderful things that are going to relax you even more. But I would encourage you to wait. Now, I do feel this promotion is a strong blessing. That's what I hear. Strong blessing. So keep me posted how that works out for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm excited for you. And congratulations on this new bundle of joy. How far along are you?
Almost 6 months.
Oh, Lord. Okay. You pregnant for real.
Oh, my God, yes.
What is your cravings?
Everything, surprisingly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't craved watermelon with pickle juice and strawberry ice cream?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations, Tamika, and I pray great success for you. Keep me posted about when you get the promotion, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got more callers in queue. I'll be right back. Thank you. you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success, I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't forget, schedule your personal reading with me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Use the code word help. Use that code word help and you get 25% off your session with me. I'm begging you to do that. Because I really would love to talk to you. And yes, I enjoy talking to you because talking to you also helps me. But I believe that you attract the thoughts of your mind. And if we can get your mind in a productive manner, that means you will attract productive and prosperous things in your life. I guarantee it. I believe I'm going to my new hometown of Atlanta. Just won the World Series, the Atlanta Braves. So I can't talk too much. Now, y'all know my hometown is Houston, so I can't say too much. But I'm going to Atlanta talking to a lovely young lady by the name of Miyasha. Miyasha, how are you doing?
I'm great, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Miyasha. It's good to hear your voice again. Now, Miyasha, now, I know part of your testimony because you had a reading with me. In fact, you had a couple of readings with me. And I know you relocated here to Atlanta. So now, there had to be some times when you were maybe frustrated or feeling overwhelmed. What did you do during those times?
So, yes, I have been through some things, as people say. So, you know, because I've been through those things, when those things come up now, I handle them a little bit differently because I know that source is always ever present. God is present in every moment in time. And I always take that with me because, like I said, I can look back on those things that I've been through and I say, I went through that and here I am today. So I don't look at things the same way when they come up now.
Oh, I like
a little
that.
Bit more of a peace there. If that makes any sense.
It does, because what it's saying to me is you remember what you have gone through and how you made it through that, and you realize that that same power, that same source energy is yet operative in your life currently. So if you made it through or made it through before, you're going to make it through right now. I love it.
That's right.
I love it. So what can I look into for you on today, Miyasha?
Well, let me just say, normally when you send the text messages out for the show, I'm usually in the middle of my workday, but I'm actually at home. Not all of us are at the parade today here in Atlanta. Not all of us are at the parade. So I just had a moment to call in, and I just wanted to call in and say, hi, how are you? It's been a moment. And I wanted to say, okay, what does Spirit have for me? What is Spirit telling you for me today since I'm on the line?
All right. Well, first of all, I'm very grateful. You know, Atlanta is all in an uproar. My kids are not too happy because their school district kept them in school, but all the other kids are out for the parade.
yes.
what I do feel for you and what Spirit is telling me to tell you is feel your success. Feel your success. Feel it. You know how sometimes you go to a restaurant and you order the food and they take the order back to the kitchen? Well, you're already starting to prepare your mind for the taste. You're already feeling the texture of the steak and you're feeling the texture of the mashed potatoes and the gravy. You're feeling it. You're sensing it. And so you want whatever they bring out and put on your table to match the feeling that is within your mind. So feel your success. Feel that you already have that which you are expecting. Feel it. That will help you to achieve it faster. You're doing everything correct.
Yeah.
What he's telling me is just, we want to speed it up. So feel your success. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. That has been on my mind for the past couple of days. And I'm trying to make sure that I practice that a little bit more. Sometimes, you know, you get caught up in your day. So yes, that's been my focus lately. So yes, thank you so much for the confirmation.
Well, now Miyasha, you one of them people I probably just talked about that like to go to the gym 3 or 4 times a day. no, she
well,
used to be a trainer.
I don't
trainer.
Go 3 or 4 times today. Actually, I was. So it's still a habit for me when I come home from work. Like I said, I work in healthcare, first of all. So it's a part of, it's scheduled into my day. It's routine. It's just like those checking those emails, working out is part of my, that's part of my therapy. And that's part of my relaxation at the end of my work day.
Yeah, so, I see.
Yeah.
You work out there in the middle of the night. You probably get up. I feel stressed. Let me go downstairs and do some work. Let me just. But I bless God for it.
Hey, listen,
But because of that, I like to eat too. So when I get up in the middle of the night, I may tip the refrigerator. So,
hey, that's me right there. That's me. Blessings to you, Miyasha. Continue to enjoy your life and feel your success, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Mosley. Take care.
You're more than welcome, my dear friend. Oh, I tell you, she's such a lovely lady. Really, just very, very kind. And you know what? You can feel your success. You really can. But now you got to put your mind on it. And sometimes we need that assistance. We need the help. It's okay. It really is. You don't have to tell everybody if you don't want to, but I'm begging you, get the help that you need. Get the help that you desire, and more importantly, get the help that you deserve. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. Sometimes people make you feel like you should be able to handle this, or you should be able to handle that. You know, you got a little baby or a crying child that needs attention. You got to get dinner ready. You got to get the clothes washed and folded. Then you're trying to take care of your job, trying to work from home. Then the kids have to stay home sometimes, so you're trying to teach them their school lesson, and it can be overwhelming. That's not your fault. That's just life. And you can make it. And sometimes it's okay to realize I need a little help to make it. Even when Jesus was climbing the hill with that cross on his back, he needed some help. And there was a man that was there to help him. Sometimes we just need help. I'm going to I think I'm going to Louisiana, and I'm going to talk with Nicole. Nicole, if you're there, I need you to unmute your phone for me. How you doing, Nicole?
I am good, and how are you?
I'm wonderful, my dear. Blessings to you. How's everything in Louisiana?
Everything is good. It's cold today. We're kind of, you know, it's a little chilly today, Louisiana weather. Now, but everything is good.
You know what? Honestly, I don't ever worry about the weather in Louisiana. I just know everybody in Louisiana can cook. That is the honest to God truth. Everybody in Louisiana can cook. Can you cook, Nicole?
I can cook. I don't like my grandmother and them, but I can cook.
See, that's what they say. That's when they really can throw down. Nicole, what do you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
When I'm overwhelmed, I listen to music. And, like, I just get out the house. But I like music a lot. So that gets me in a different energy, in a different vibe.
A different vibration, a different energy. Wonderful. Now, is there a particular type of music that you like, or just depends on the mood?
I like gospel. I like jazz. Oh, I like gospel. I listen to jazz while I'm at work. And I like R&B on weekends. So my gospel music be Monday through Friday. And jazz be in between work hours, and my R&B be on weekends.
Oh, you like to party on the weekend, huh? Now, you caught that. Monday through Friday, I listen to Jesus music. Hallelujah.
I listen to Jesus, hallelujah.
But on the weekend, oh, honey, we going to pull out some Frankie Beverly at Bays.
Yeah, I wind it down a little bit.
I hear you. I hear you. So what can I look into for you on today, Nicole?
Oh, with a reading, I just want to know where God want me to be at, like with my purpose and relationship wise. Like when I'm gonna meet my Adam, and that's what I've been praying on, waiting on my Adam.
Well,
the last time I got a reading from you, he was like, you know, fun is very attractive. Have fun.
It is.
So I've been living a lot. I overcame some battles.
Yeah.
But I'm just ready to elevate. I'm ready to grow with my Adam.
And that's true. And I do feel you on that. And I do feel that he is approaching you. And I'm not just saying that. I'm very serious about what I'm saying. I still feel, though, I have to be honest, I still do feel that you still have a little bit more to go with just enjoying yourself. Just mm-hmm. enjoying. And you're like, well, what do you else want me to do? But I have to tell you that that's what I'm feeling. I do feel fun is attractive. You are attracting the person for you. Two people are coming. There's one that is returning from the past. I'm not saying they're the one, but then there's someone that is new that is approaching you. So there are two, and they quickly are approaching you. They're very quickly to approach you. Now, that means you have a choice, like you've always had a choice. You've always had choices. Now, believe it or not, this is what Spirit is telling me. You have had your share of choices, but it's just that mm-hmm. you didn't settle, which is good. You did not settle. But sometimes, how can I say, sometimes you, you may return something too quickly before seeing the value.
I do give it out fast, return it fast.
So I need you to have fun. Don't analyze everything so much. Don't analyze it to death. Enjoy the process. All right. You know, you don't want no one that's going to mistreat you. No, but you do want to be able to analyze. Enjoy the process before we analyze it so much. Well, this is wrong and that's wrong. Well, I don't like this. And that's good to recognize it. But what do you like? Because sometimes some things and anybody that's been in a marriage or relationship, they will tell you things do change. Now, some of the major things don't, but there are things that do. And so realize that, have fun with the process. Enjoy the movie, but don't sit there the whole movie and analyze, is he the one? Is he not the one? See, look at the way he, look at how he hold his hand.
I was praying this morning and I had the words that somebody is coming back. I don't know who it is, but what you just say is confirmation that it's going to be an ex. It's going to be trying to return back.
And give it a chance. Give it a honey, I don't go back. No, give it a chance.
I don't go backwards.
But people will, and they do change. And it could be sometimes somebody is to come back to show you a couple of things, either how strong you are or how strong they have become. Now, it doesn't mean that you got to accept it, but look for the good in everything. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Look for the good in everything. That's what you want. And have fun with it, sweetheart. I promise you, this is going to be a wonderful holiday season for you. Okay?
Ooh.
So hang in there. Our blessings. Bless God for you, Nicole. Enjoy your day and have greater fun. And enjoy this holiday season that is approaching. Okay?
I will. You too.
Blessings to you. You have been in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Listen, everybody, please, with all sincerity and a great amount of love, I'm going to beg you today to get the help that you deserve. It's okay sometimes if you can't comprehend some things. And sometimes I had to realize that, me being transparent, I have had and do have mental illness in my family. I realize that. And sometimes we just can't be ashamed. It's in the family. And it is in mine. I had a wonderful aunt. But from a child, I realized that, you know, the elevator didn't go all the way up to the top, how we say it. But she was so full of love, so full of joy. And because these things happen in our family, we had to recognize, hey, let me make sure I keep my health in check mentally, spiritually, physically, and even financially. And sometimes you're right. I need help to get that elevator all the way up to the top. I need help to clear my thoughts. I need help to become all that I can be and all that God wants me to be. So if that sounds like you, text the word reading to 40691 and get the help that you need. Text the word reading to 40691 and get the help you need. I'll be glad to talk to you. Use the code word help and receive 25% off. Okay, make sure you use that code word HELP and get 25% off of your next session. I look forward to talking to you. You follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, follow me, and let's help each other. We are going to achieve our designated success. Love you and blessings to you. I'm not out of words. I'm not out of love, but I'm out of time. I got to get out of here. I'll talk to you again next time. Blessings, everybody.